Online retailer Amazon China has unveiled its annual list of top romantic Chinese cities. Zhengzhou in Henan province tops the list. First-tier cities like Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, though, didn't even make it into the top 40. Ooh, that's very
interesting. What are we doing, guys?
Yes. Tough news. You're pretty romantic in Beijing, but it doesn't seem to be reflected in this list. So first of all, guys, what makes these cities romantic? What criterion is the list based upon?
Well, the survey is reportedly based on the percentage of the sale of books on romantic themes, including romantic novels, relationship guide, which I don't think is romantic. Romantic relationship guide. Out of the total book sales, including electronic books and paper book. Among the GDP top 50 cities in China, that is to say, the more people are keen on romantic books, the more romantic the city is. And we have the top 10, like He Yang mentioned, Zhengzhou is the champion of being romantic. And then we have Baotou, Shaoxing, Nantong, Erduosi, Ningbo, Changzhou, Jiaxing, Hefei, and Zibo being the top 10 romantic city of 2016. It was the second time Zhengzhou ranked on the top since 2015. And apparently, love O2O, or love online to offline, or 微微一笑很倾城, is recognized as the most popular romantic novel by Zhengzhou readers.
So looking at Love O2O, I just assume you order love online and it's delivered to you. What's Love O2O?
Yeah, it's about you meet someone online in video games. And they started dating, and apparently the guy know the girl, so he go there, kind of make this meet cute thing.
How am I supposed to meet my love online if I can't play video games late at night? You know what I mean? It's just going to make it so much harder. Love O2O could be the past as we move forward, but we'll talk about that soon. But yeah, so, I mean, the first thing I thought when I was looking at this list is I haven't been to a lot of these cities, though I'd love to go. I am skeptical whether they are the most romantic cities. But, I mean, so some of these cities are in South China, as I understand. And I think maybe some of the warmer weather comes to play here. Because I think many times romance, love is attributed to when things melt, spring's coming, you know, babies are being made. And, you know, people are connecting and... it's just more of a time to, it's less of a harsher time in your life because, you know, when it's cold outside, it's hard. Sometimes you're a little more moody because it's, you know, not as comfortable. But when it's warm outside, maybe you feel a little warm inside. You want to find someone, you know, to be warm with, these kind of feelings.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Tempting.
Yeah, and I think there's some
maybe
kind
that's
of...
just my favorite book. I don't know.
There's also some like tradition or history in the play that is, according to Amazon China, the reason why southern part is more romantic than the northern part is because it has been a land of abundance and prosperity since history and is home to a lot of prominent Chinese poets, and they are romantic.
Well, you know, I mean, again, I won't sell Beijing short on this one. In fact, looking at because the criteria for how they did this was on the sale of books on the romantic themes, so romance novels and relationship guides. Now, if you're buying relationship guides, that might mean actually you're not having a lot of romance in your relationship, rather a lot of problems. And maybe sometimes people buy romance novels because they want to experience the love maybe they're not having right now. Maybe their partner's really boring right now, and so they need to live vicariously through, you know, something called dark desires or forbidden touch. These are the kind of books my mom
or
and sister 50, read.
50 Shades Darker, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can totally understand that because I used to be an avid reader of romance novels. Maybe you would be surprised that He Yang actually enjoys such literature. It is certainly my cup of tea. And the reason why I loved reading it is simply because you don't see those guys in real life. And
no.
For girls, we actually have some pretty wild imaginations, and we're very very good at picturing things. And yes, reading these romance novels, it gives you that escape from reality. Yeah.
Well, wake up, ladies. Okay, aww, listen, these are books. This is... And we live in the real life. So, I mean, I'm not saying, hey, guys, you can't be romantic. Dudes, especially today, you got to be as romantic as possible. Really push the bar on that one. But, you know, definitely I wouldn't say that the most romantic city should be the city that buys more romance novels and relationship guides. I think actually, you know, and many people are in this camp with me after seeing this survey, that different criteria should have decided what is the romantic... What is the list for romantic cities here in China? And I think some of these things could be like a survey for asking couples in all these different cities, how romantic is your partner? You know, that's like an obvious one. Or like, are you guys very active during Valentine's Day? And what kind of things do you do? You know, you don't have to tell us everything, but maybe you, you do some fun things, you know, and that's pretty cool. Also, you know, like how much you're spending time-wise and planning or even money-wise on your Valentine's Day activities with your special someone. I think these are more a better judge of what is the most romantic city, in my opinion.
Oh, that's interesting. And mm-hmm. we also have at least two WeChat listeners who are sending in comments saying that this criterion of judging what yeah. a romantic city is not really making much sense. One of our WeChat listeners, whose profile photo is a cute kitten, says, if you are enjoying a real romantic relationship, you won't have the time to read so many romance Ooh. Novels or romantic books. And our other WeChat listener, I think your name is Zhu Zhu, says that if you live in first-tier cities or a really busy cosmopolitan, and your pace of life is probably very fast too, and who has time to waste on reading such novels? And yes, He Yang has the time to waste on such novels because it feels so good reading them. Yes, and we've got another listeners making fun of me saying
aww.
Yeah, and hopefully there will be someone to come up and defend me. And 318 says He Yang 暴露了 Yes, I am very girly, actually, despite certain things.
Not making
fun
of you.
To.
That's yeah. cute.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. So yeah, this is a really interesting day, I think. Mm-hmm. And I know lots of you
mm-hmm.
have plans Me? Tonight. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go to the gym or something exciting like that, you know.
Yeah. And for sure, I know lots of people have plans. And yeah. of course, lots yeah. of us don't really have plans. But anyway, let's go through a bit of a guide or tips that we can give people that if you are celebrating this big day, what's a safe way and creative way to do that?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's a creative way since it has a name called mixtape, which means so many people have used it in the past, but it's definitely a safe way. And if you do that, your other significant other will find it romantic and sweet because you've put some thinking into this gift. So a mixtape is actually a tape or a CD of your favorite tunes or any special couple-y songs you may have. Thanks to iTunes, this job has been a lot easier. And if you wanted to put a little bit more effort in it, you can actually sing the songs yourself and making it a special music list to your lover. Tonight, and playing it as background
music.
Oh my
goodness, New
Holy. What are you alluding at?
But, I mean, okay. So, yeah, I think, you know, that this should be something definitely very special to you and your significant other. A mixtape can definitely be that. For me, I would say, I think something that I've always thought would be really cool and something I've always appreciated in a relationship is spontaneity. I like spontaneity. I don't like routine. I don't like when the days just seem to meld into one long month and it all seems the same, you know. I think Valentine's Day is about just, you know, breaking out of that and just like reminding that person, you know, bam, like, hey, I love ya.
Fireworks.
You know? And so do something crazy, like be like, call her boss, say, hey, she needs to take like 3 days off. You know, hire a private chopper to wait on top of like some building you have dinner on. You know, go crazy. Like, just like, you know, just surprise her. Or, you know, you could do the same for him. But I think, you know, that surprise that that takes them out of that kind of the day of work that they just had and all this other stuff makes them forget about that and just think about, wow, you know, this person can always take my breath away and surprise me. I think that's a really good gift to give someone you care yeah. about for Valentine's Day.
That is so beautiful. And I'd like to share a little story I heard, and I think yes. it's really romantic.
Yes.
Yesterday, this news says a man is trying to propose to his girlfriend, but he lost the wedding ring, which is not a clever move. Anyway, he still decided to propose, and he got some photos of the wedding ring, and he did propose, and the girlfriend said yes. And that is romantic. Aww.
Yeah, you know, I can't really blame this guy. I sometimes forget things, quite often, actually. Hopefully that would never be something like a wedding ring. That could be pretty drastic, yeah. But that's so cool that his wife was probably just like, I know you, and you lose everything.
It's okay.
But I love you, yeah. So let's do this thing.
And I think that is sweet. Yeah, and I think romantic means different to every buddy. It's like they have their own definition. Some people are easy to move by grand gesture, like in public showing your love, but some people love details. They like this maybe glass of water on your bedside in the morning or things like that. That is, it's okay, whatever kind of romantic you're into, and it's gonna be a really nice thing for you that you can find the other person that will fit into your all of your imagination.
Yeah, and I think it is, it's very romantic. I think if you get the point across that you care about the other person, I think that's ultimately what matters. Some people are into grand public gestures, like you guys said, but I often think that maybe underneath the grand gesture is also a level of coercion because everybody's watching kind of thing, and it's not
But that's like, that's so cute in the same way. Like, imagine you're sitting at some place with a stage and you're just like, you know, you're like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom real quick, babe. I'll be right back. And then all of a sudden the stage opens and you're singing some, you know, Billy Joel, like For the Longest Time. And her heart just melts, and then, you know,
no,
like you walk up to
escape, not melting hearts.
Then she's a coward, but you're professing your love in front of all these people. I mean, at least she knows you're a faithful boyfriend that's not afraid to tell the world, this is
true.
My human being. I mean, if you want those people that hide your Facebook friend or relationship online, then maybe that's the case. But I think someone that's not afraid to say, hey, this is my person, and I'm proud of it. I think that's a cool thing.
That's a very romantic thing coming from a man, I
yeah.
have to say.
And thanks, also, Young.
And also, Nyoholin, I think you do a wonderful job in also showing that, you know, not all women
yeah.
are particularly comfortable with grand gestures. But certainly, if you know your guy, and you should know him well enough to understand where he's coming
yeah.
from.
Not all women are comfortable with grand gestures, yet you guys are reading these kind of books called Love 020 and Love in the Time of Cholera. Ladies, I'm confused.
Well, because
The Notebook? I mean, come on.
Yeah, but that's not all about grand gestures. It's all about, you know, the intricacies and the twists and turns in love. And, of course, I think
it's not a grand gesture. Shall I read the summary? An aching, tender story about the enduring power of love told by a man, Garner, reading from his faded notebook to a woman in a nursing home. The Notebook follows the lives of the two North Carolina teens from very different worlds who spend one indelible. Some are together before they are separated. First by your parents, then by World War II.
Ooh, wow.
I know. It sounds like a real tearjerker.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. When you've got Ryan Gosling starring in it. Yeah, I'm ready to wipe my tears off. Oh, yes, and today I'm going to go see La La
so
Land.
So excited.
Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. Yes,
gonna be a good movie.
Yeah, and if you want to have a movie date tonight and, you know, just have a magical night together, you should book early. Maybe the tickets are all gone by now.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one option for you who want to go out this evening. Mm-hmm. And also, there are some people, lots of us, who are not really planning a big night with a significant other or some person you're particularly interested in. How should we deal with it?
Well, you know, I mean, guys, there's no shame in, you know, just having a regular Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, guys, I mean, if you're feeling down, treat yourself special. Remember that, you know, this doesn't have to be a day that's necessarily, I mean, if you're not in a relationship, you don't have to necessarily feel bad about that. Treat yourself well. Pamper yourself. Remind yourself that it's okay to be single and that I love myself and that one day that's not going to be the case. But right now, I'm free.
Yeah, and being free is actually the advantage of being single. One of the advantages. That is, maybe you don't want to go to a theater and all dress up and see a movie you don't necessarily love, but your significant other does. Mm-hmm. You can stay at home, do a movie marathon, and order pizza and soda and dress your cozy pajama in bed, do whatever you want. Or if you want to be fancy in this maybe special day, you can go shopping and go have a spa. And just, it's nice.
I like the spa. I think if you're, well, I have to admit, although I say that, you know, I'm the kind of person that I love dining on my own, and I think that's a really weird thing for a lot of people. I call myself the lonely gourmand, that I actually do enjoy, like, eating alone and doing lots of things by myself, and also going to a movie on my own. I think that's all great. But on this day, when you've got all those couples around you, and, it's not the best day for me personally, I feel, to go out on your own. So what about, let's talk about some of the guilty pleasures for single people on today, Valentine's Day.
Well, I mean, like, one thing I would say is, I mean, okay, so we're talking about things maybe like you might do if you're bitter about this day. Folks, I'm going to read out some of these. You know, I hope you're better than this.
But, fire away.
Book all the odd number seats in the theater if you're ballin'. And so that couples go to the theater like, baby, let's go see La La Land. And then, oof, you can't sit together. God, how are you going to enjoy that movie?
Yeah.
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 Or, okay, this one's really, really bad. Right. Let's break up on a piece of paper and sneakily put it into a chocolate box or maybe in some flowers. So you can just imagine what would happen if someone got that, you know. But these are just a couple to name a few.
Yeah, actually, I have some facts about this breaking up thing. Because the week before Valentine's Day is apparently the most popular time for breaking hearts. Because the breakup rate is like 1.5 times higher than Euro. And more than 25% of male got dumped on Valentine's Day.
What's the percentage again?
More than 25%.
25%.
One-fourth, yes.
Okay, so, well, most
so
of
a lot of newly single people today.
Interesting. So maybe single people should go out and meet each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe if sometimes in some special day, you will feel like your relationship is not ideal. You don't want to settle anymore. So you break up.
That's really interesting, because I thought this day is supposed to be about a celebration of love and relationship and that stuff. But it seems like for other people, it is a moment when you realize maybe what I have is not what I want. And Let's end this. That's really interesting, the effect it's got on people.
I do feel like it is like a day where the genuine, like, feeling of love needs to be there, or it's just gonna flop, or you're gonna end up fighting, or something bad's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Valentine's kind of the make or break for, I think, many new relationships. It's, you know, once you get to that point, it's where someone's got to be either dropping that L-bomb or something's gonna be happening, you know. But definitely it's a day where you're, you know, showing your strong feelings or affinity to someone else. And I think many times if you've been dating someone before Valentine's Day, that could put a lot of pressure on the relationship as it's coming up. It's that make or break. People are like, okay, well, is this going somewhere? Do I want to spend my Valentine's Day with someone I'm not sure about? These kind of things, because Valentine's Day, it has this air of being like, spend it with your one true love for all of time. And people are reading books like The Notebook or whatever, expecting like...
And watching La La,
you know,
La Land.
Yeah, some guy to be like, baby, I love you, you know? And like, this kind of like really strong emotions, it's in a very intense day.
Yeah, yes. Is it a lot of pressure on guys?
I think so. Because, I mean, that depends. I think there's some guys that never feel pressure in these kind of situations. They just can easily shirk it off. But I think for most guys, we'll say like most guys, I think, and good guys, yeah, it is, because I feel like, you know, it's you gotta really have these feelings to do a good job to make that person feel special on Valentine's Day. And if you don't have these feelings, it'll be seen through, like, you know, maybe something that's not necessarily such a vibrant show of affection, you know?
Yeah, and it becomes a bit of a test sometimes, unfortunately. Sorry, guys, but ladies, yeah, are kind of hoping for something grand or small, but it's something that can hit your heart and make you feel special. And yeah, I think a lot of girls do sort of feel that way and are looking for something in that direction. And also, don't forget... A month later, so March the 14th, that's the day, I think it's called 白色情人节, so White Valentine's Day, and it is, in some cultures, a day that girls can sort of reciprocate the gesture.
Yeah, I like this day.
Yeah?
Tell me more about this day.
Yeah, because I feel, you know, women love, too, and women want to show their love, too, and there's that day, too. So, you know, it's a two-way street. Don't feel too bad, guys.